Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal!
Soccer.
And joining us from Fox Sports and for Alpha Barbers, Michael Zappone. Hello, Zappers.
Hello, Kev.
How are you going? It's a beautiful day. I'm heading to Etihad Stadium tonight. I'm looking forward to what I think is going to be a terrific game.
Oh, good on you. It's going to be a beauty, isn't it? Western Sydney, top of the table. Melbourne Victory really need a win tonight to keep their hopes of defending their Premier's plate alive. There's a big gap emerging if they lose tonight. 6 points at the moment. It'd be nine if Western Sydney beats Victory tonight. And this is a crunch game for the team from Melbourne, who need to bounce back after losing to Perth Glory last weekend.
Geez, everything's sort of against them this week. They've lost Carl Valeri for the rest of the season. That's something we've been expecting to be announced over the last couple of weeks. Archie Thompson limped off the track yesterday. Ben Kalfala got a red card last week, so he's got a week out. So it's all sort of stacking up against them.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the last time they played a team that was top of the table was against Brisbane a couple of weeks ago. And they really showed us that, you know, they've still got it. They smashed Brisbane 4-0 and they need a similar performance tonight if they're going to get over Western Sydney. And you mentioned Kalfala, he'll be missing. And Rashid Mahazi is the other one who's suspended tonight due to accumulation of yellow cards.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's another player who'll be missing. But I'd expect Nick Ansell will come back into the starting 11. He started from the bench last week because there was a short turnaround in games and a long road trip, and he's on the long road to recovery. But I'd expected that he'll start tonight ahead of Thomas Deng at the centre of defence. And it'll be interesting to see whether Kevin Musker goes with Archie Thompson. You mentioned he came off early at training yesterday. And if he's not available, then Connor Payne will probably get his chance to start. Or even Jai Ingham, who was signed from Hugh City a couple of weeks ago, who plays in a similar role as well. So a few big decisions for Kevin Musker to make, but all in all, this is going to be a great night at Etihad Stadium. A crowd of over 30,000 expected there, and two teams who play a great attacking brand of football, and two high-quality teams as well. Western Sydney, under Tony Popovich, have done a magnificent job this year in reinventing themselves with a pretty much a new squad. And there have been a couple of old faces in there, the likes of Mark Bridge, who's rediscovered himself as a centre forward and scoring plenty of goals, and Mitch Nichols, a former Melbourne Victory player who really has been outstanding for them this year. He's put himself back into Socceroos contention. That's how good he's been. He, along with Aaron Moy, have been the two star midfielders of the competition this year.
Yeah, he's been terrific, Mitch Nichols. I love watching him play. He's got that little bit of mongrel about him too.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? And he's a great acquisition by Tony Popovich. He goes forward, and he's an attacking midfielder who scores plenty of goals as well. And he's had a sort of checkered history in the A-League. There's been times where, you know, he just hasn't looked like he was interested or he fit in within an environment. But, you know, he's fitted in beautifully at Western Sydney, and Tony Popovich has got him playing at the best of his abilities. And as I said, I think he'll be part of the Ange Postecoglou's side when he names a Socceroos squad later in the year.
2-2 draw last night to kick off round 18 between Adelaide and Sydney FC. I must admit I didn't see it. Were Adelaide stiff or was Sydney stiff?
Yeah, I was there. It was a great game. It was 2-2 at half-time, and that's where it ended. But, you know, Graham Arnold, he wanted to answer some of his critics who, you know, during the week had said that Sydney FC didn't play entertaining brand of football. But there was plenty of entertainment on show last night. Adelaide were good. They rested four players, though, Kevin. They rested four players because on Tuesday night they have a one-off Champions League qualifier against Shandong Luneng in Adelaide. So Shandong are a big club in China, and if Adelaide win this game, they're through to the main competition of the Asian Champions League alongside Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC. But they certainly need to win this one-off game. It's a big ask because the Chinese side is very good. So with that in mind, the coach last night kept four of his key players on the bench at the start of the game and for most of the game, in fact. And given that, I think it was a good result for Adelaide United. They're now 10 games unbeaten, 7 wins and 3 draws in their last 10. So they're the best team in the competition. If you draw a ladder in the last 10 rounds, they're the best performing. So they've been playing well. Graham Arnold needed to answer some of his critics, as I said. They'd lost their previous two, and they showed signs last night that they can continue to challenge for the title this year. At the moment, they're not playing their best, but it was a good performance by them last night.
The other game we'll just quickly mention is Newcastle and Melbourne City up at Hunter Stadium. You would expect Melbourne City should win this one, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they should. You know, and Newcastle did show a bit of resistance last weekend against Adelaide United, only losing 1-0 over there. But, you know, it's a tough old task for them. Melbourne City is playing outstanding, attacking football. Great to watch. They've had a few injury concerns, but I think they've just got too much strength all over the park for the likes of Newcastle Jets, and they should win this one comfortably. Alex Wilkinson, their new signing, won't be part of the squad today, but we expect him to be part of the squad next week for the derby.
All right, good on you, Zap. As always, good to catch up.
No worries, Kev.